This is Susan Santiago, and you're listening to Pieces of Peace. Well, there's a new kid in town, so to speak, here in Point Reyes, and her name is Alexis Richardson. She is a certified acupuncturist and has opened a community acupuncture clinic at Eden's Apothecary here in Point Reyes Station. Alexis is on the phone with us to tell us more about herself and her profession, and what was it about Point Reyes that drew her to do business in our community? Good morning, Alexis.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you for joining us so early this morning. Alexis, tell us about your new practice here in West Marin.
So I am practicing at Garden of Eden Apothecary, and I am in town on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 2. I offer community-style acupuncture. So basically, everyone is in the same room receiving acupuncture at the same time. They're in zero-gravity chairs, and so they're nice and comfortable. And the benefit of community style is you get to have this really unique healing experience with people next to you, and also it keeps the price low. So I offer the acupuncture on a sliding scale from $25 to $45. And I absolutely love this model of acupuncture because I think accessible healthcare is so important. So I'm really excited to be in town.
That's wonderful. And tell us, what is a zero gravity chair?
Oh, okay.
That's a new one for me.
It's actually a camping chair that you can sort of kick back and you're in a reclined position. So it's really comfortable, and patients often fall asleep while they're receiving acupuncture. So it's just like a portable lazy boy, so to speak.
Wonderful. And have you worked with herbs and herbalists before Eden Clearbrook and her business Garden of Eden Apothecary?
Well, as an acupuncturist, I'm also a Chinese herbalist. So I've been in the herbal medicine world for about 10 years. But this is the first time I've ever worked in a clinic like this. I also work in Petaluma, where we also work with herbs. But this is such a unique space at Eden's with all the herbs in the same room, and gives a nice feeling to it.
That's wonderful. She's quite the living legend here in West Marin.
She is incredibly special. I knew that from the first moment I met her, that she was an important person to know. She's something else.
And Alexis, how long have you been working in the healing profession?
I started out doing massage, and then I have been an acupuncturist for about 6 years, and working with people in the healthcare capacity for about 10, so about a decade, I guess.
So you have quite a bit of experience.
Yes, I do.
And in addition to Eastern healing traditions, have you ever worked with Western and European medicine?
Well, throughout my school experience, I studied traditional Oriental medicine in San Diego, where I got a master's of science. And in that experience, we learned all sorts of Eastern and Western medicine. And what was really great about that experience was we had the opportunity to do a lot of clinics, off-site clinics, where we got to work side-by-side with doctors. And so, for example, I got to work at Rady's Children's Hospital, working with kids going through cancer treatments. And so that was an amazing experience to work side-by-side in that sort of experience. I also worked at the San Diego Hospice along with the doctors and nurses there to help create more comfortable experiences for their patients. And then when I lived in San Diego, I helped start a acupuncture practice in Scripps Memorial Hospital in La Jolla. And similarly, we worked side by side with doctors. And so I've had a lot of really unique experiences sort of blending the two, Eastern and Western medicine.
Beautiful. And working with children with cancer, how difficult was that?
It was beyond difficult. It was, it's really something else to work with families and kids in that situation. And it was so amazing to work with kids because you learn that kids are so sensitive. You know, we would actually use magnets in that situation, and they can, you can, a kid can be nauseous and you can put one magnet in one point and they, their nausea goes away. And it's just, it shows you how powerful the body is when you see, when you work with kids especially.
Wow, that's very interesting. And, yes, and you had mentioned, tell us about the acupuncture program that you established at the Center for Executive Health at Scripps Memorial Hospital in La Jolla, California. That's quite a feat.
Yeah, I was really lucky. I actually started out as a massage therapist in this program. And the program for executive health was basically an all-day physical where people would come from all over the country and all over the world to come, and they'd get every single part of their body checked out in one long day. And at the end of the day, they could choose getting a massage, or a massage actually came with it. But eventually they were able to choose to get, they could get acupuncture in addition to their massage. And so I was there at the right time. And as soon as I became licensed, I talked to the director about getting an acupuncture program going. And, you know, interestingly enough, he was a big fan of acupuncture. And so he was all for getting a program in. And so it was nice because a lot of the people who came through Scripps in that program, they had never received acupuncture before. They most of them didn't live locally, and they trusted the name of Scripps. And I got to experience people having their first experience, and then they would go home and continue on if they felt like it was helpful. So it was a really great exposure for myself, but also for all these patients who were able to come and get acupuncture. So I'm really happy. It's still going, even though I've moved on. So,
well, congratulations on that.
Thank you. Yeah, that was really exciting.
And what exactly is acupuncture for our listeners who maybe have heard about it and maybe they know people who have had acupuncture, but how would you describe it?
Well, it's an ancient modality. It's been around for about 4,000 years. And essentially, in today's practices, we use sterile needles to stimulate certain points on your body to help balance out your system. Acupuncturists believe that your body is designed brilliantly and you only need a gentle nudge towards health, and your body is trying to move towards health or homeostasis in every moment. And so my job when somebody comes in is to basically assess what their pattern is, and then I pick certain points on their body to help balance their pattern so that they can be out of pain or feel better or be in more balance. And so usually patients receive about 10 to 15 needles all over their body. Usually it's on the limbs or in addition to the ear and maybe some points on their head. And most people end up falling asleep in the chair. It's a really relaxing experience, and it puts your body into the parasympathetic state. So it puts your body into the healing state. I sometimes describe it as sort of like a lazy man's meditation. You know, you don't really have to do much. You're very passive in the experience, and you get your points, and you just get to kind of go somewhere really relaxing. So it's a really neat thing to do every day, I have to say.
Beautiful. And I've read where the Japanese and Chinese styles of ultra-fine needles techniques used at specific points and channels to relieve or eliminate disease. Is there any difference in their approach from what you're doing?
So I do mostly Chinese. I haven't studied a lot of Japanese. The Japanese system is a little bit more, they just have different diagnostic tools. So they do abdominal massage. Some of their point locations are a little bit different. And the technique itself is a lot more gentle than Chinese medicine, or Chinese style, rather. So there's a lot of overlap, and then there's quite a few differences, too.
And can acupuncture be used as a preventive measure, that is, for someone who doesn't have a specific condition and wants to maintain their health?
Absolutely. I'd have to say every day I see somebody who comes in and they generally sit down and they say they want a tune-up. They don't really have any sort of complaint. They just want to sort of get their body in their most perfect state. I just do it the same exact way. I figure out what's going on based on their looking at their tongue and feeling their pulses and determining what their pattern is that day, and then I do points to help them out. So people use it for immune support all the time, and, you know, de-stress treatments are also really common. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, do you need to keep coming for acupuncture after the symptoms are gone?
So one rule of thumb that I like to use is if somebody has shoulder pain, let's say for 3 months, you can guesstimate that with 3 months of pain, you're going to need maybe 3 weeks of acupuncture. And getting acupuncture a couple times a week can be really, really helpful to move these things along rather quickly. And it's really up to the patient and how they feel. If their pain goes away and they're not feeling it at all, then I suggest that they start to taper down their treatments and come in less frequently. So that's something I work with patients. I tell them how long to expect, and then we sort of check in. And if they're coming in without any pain, then you know, coming in seasonally is great to just keep your body in good shape. Or, you know, whenever people feel like they need to come back in, it's really a process we determine as we go.
Alexis, do you yourself use acupuncture?
I do, yeah. So I work in Point Reyes, and I also work in Petaluma. And so I try to get myself in there at least once a week, sometimes more, sometimes less, but I do. And I do it on myself, and I treat my kids as well. And I try to use it quite a bit.
And here's the big fallacy, I believe, about acupuncture, but I can understand why people believe it. Does acupuncture hurt?
So the needles, when the needles go in, there's a little bit of a pinching sensation, like right at that moment, but then it subsides really quickly. And that's why people are able to fall asleep and get into that really relaxed state, is because it doesn't hurt, and it's actually really relaxing. But I do feel like when that very first second when it goes in, it does feel a little uncomfortable, but not enough for people to not love the experience.
Mm-hmm. So as a healer and an individual with a tremendous amount of experience, how much do you think a person's attitude factors into their healing process?
Oh, that's a good question. I think it factors in quite a bit, but I also, so I think when somebody has a belief that their body is designed brilliantly, then, you know, the sky is the limit in terms of what you can do with your body, in terms of how you can heal and all the different modalities you can use. That being said, I've also seen people who come in reluctantly. Maybe their spouse gets them in, and they seem to do really well, too. And so even though maybe they weren't excited about coming in to acupuncture, they can receive incredible benefits without having to believe so much in it. And I think one thing that's interesting is animals respond really, really well to acupuncture, too. And so it kind of shows you that it's just a powerful method, whether or not you, doesn't matter what your thoughts are on it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. And how safe are the needles?
Totally safe. They're sterile. They're disposed of every single time. We never reuse needles. And then a lot of the training that you go through in school is, you know, about all the organs below your in your body. And so we know exactly where to put the needles and at what angle and at what depth. And nobody generally ever gets injured by acupuncture, so it's very safe.
And what, if any, side effects are there, Alexis, with acupuncture?
Side effects. I'd have to say the only thing that I would note is that from time to time you can end up with a bruise if you do happen to get a point that has a vein or a or a capillary underneath it. So sometimes bruising happens. Occasionally there's a little bit of itching at the point of insertion. That's a histamine reaction. So that'll happen. And also after acupuncture, you can feel pretty kind of loopy or a little bit tired. It takes you a minute to kind of get back to being clear-headed. So sometimes people need a few minutes to sort of get back to awake and alert level. So I'd say that's about the most common side effects we see.
Mm-hmm. And you obviously have tremendous education, higher education, in the field of acupuncture. Is that necessary for someone to become certified as an acupuncturist?
So to become an acupuncturist in California, you need to complete a four-year program. At this point, some of the schools don't require an undergraduate degree, but they're definitely moving towards that. So you need to complete a four-year program, and then there's a national exam and a California state exam. And so you also need to pass that exam to practice. You do need a fair amount of education and, you know, clinical hours to become an acupuncturist.
Oh, and then you have to build up on the hours, too, in practice.
That's
beautiful.
Yeah, into the school program, right?
Yeah. Now, that would make a lot of sense. I would be very leery going to someone who had not had any experience in acupuncture. I'm sure most people would probably feel that way.
Right, definitely.
And is acupuncture covered by insurance?
Fact that I heard was about 1 in 5 insurance companies covers acupuncture in California.
Oh, that's pretty good.
It is pretty good. It all depends on the plan, but you know, Kaiser's offering acupuncture now at a lot of their locations, and then they also have it people they refer out to. There's a lot of people who cover acupuncture now.
Do you think we're going more that way, where there will be more insurance companies covering it, since it's becoming, well, you know, here in California it is mainstream, but in many areas of the country it's becoming more mainstream?
I think so. And, you know, I'd say every day I see people who come into the clinic who are referred to acupuncture by their doctors. So I think that is definitely the way we're going. I think there's a lot more collaboration. And then, of course, insurance companies definitely benefit from giving for providing acupuncture, because it saves all sorts of costs on medicine and surgery and doctor's visits. So I think that's definitely the way we're going.
And if a person's sick, let's say I have the flu, but I have an appointment, should I still keep that appointment?
I always say yes. I think when you come in and you get a little assistance and healing, you're gonna get better quicker. That being said, if you're vomiting, obviously it's not a great idea to come in. Generally speaking, if you're well enough to get yourself to the clinic, then I think you're fine to be there and get treatment. And I think it's a great idea.
And could probably even help.
Absolutely. Definitely.
And speaking of areas where acupuncture can help, what about depression and anxiety?
You know, that's something we see often, especially during the winter months. It's amazing the shift that you feel after acupuncture can really change your perspective and your mood. And this is also a great time to use herbs. I've seen a lot of great response with herbs, and also just connecting with the practitioner who's sitting and listening to you can be so helpful, to be heard and to share your experience. So we see depression and anxiety patients all the time. So absolutely, it's a great modality for that. And, you know, antidepressant, anti-anxiety meds aren't a great fit for everybody. So I think it's a great alternative to explore acupuncture and herbal medicine before you go down that route.
And other areas that I've read where acupuncture helps is sleep problems, stress-related disorders. And what are some other areas that you would use acupuncture on one of your clients?
So I'd say the most common thing we see is pain, both acute and chronic. Acupuncture can be so helpful to relieve pain right in that moment that you come in. So that's the biggest thing we see. Probably 25% of all patients are there's some sort of pain that they're experiencing. I think it's also super helpful for hormonal balancing. I'm working a lot with menopausal patients and perimenopausal patients. So it's very helpful for those unwanted symptoms of hot flashes, night sweats, anxiety, trouble sleeping. It's also very, very effective for headaches, all kinds of headaches, either tension or hormonal or migraines. Very effective for headaches. And then, of course, now with spring and summertime, a lot of people are coming in with allergies. And, again, you can get a lot of instant relief with acupuncture when you come in with allergies. And another big thing we treat is digestive disorders. So any sort of IBS or constipation or any sort of digestive order disorder, acupuncture is really great for.
Beautiful.
The big ones, I'd say.
Yeah, it seems like this is a really bad allergy season this year. I talked to many people who are saying they're having a really rough time.
Absolutely. Yeah, and that's a great time for herbs as well.
Oh, very good. And Alexis, would you like to let our listeners know one more time where you're located here and your hours, and if they'd like to make an appointment, how should they go about doing this?
Sure. So I am offering community-style acupuncture on a sliding scale for $25 to $45. I'm at the Garden of Eden Apothecary on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 2. And if anybody would like to make an appointment, I have a website that has a little bit more information, www.westmarinacupuncture.com. And then my phone number is 415-938-4494. And you can either make an appointment by phone or on the website, there's an online option as well. So that's the best way to get a hold of me.
Excellent. Well, Alexis Richardson, welcome to Point Reyes Station in West Marin, and we wish you the best of luck in this new endeavor here in our community.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Susan. I really appreciated talking with you today.
Well, thank you, and have a beautiful day, Alexis.
You too.
Thank you. Bye. My guest was Alexis Richardson. She is a certified acupuncturist who has just opened a new community acupuncture clinic at Eden's Apothecary here in Point Reyes Station.